Turn and Turning. Written by Niraj Sikki. Read by Opalsong. Fandom Mo Dao Zu She, or The Untamed. Rating Teen. Relationships Lan Wangji, Wei Wuxian. Also tagged for Alternate Universe, Canon Divergence. No Golden Core Transfer. Demonic Cultivation is Still a Thing. Sect Leader Jiang Yan Li. Arranged Marriage. And Political Alliances. It's impossible, Wen Qing said, her voice flat and eyes icy. Literally impossible. It would kill you both. But if you don't care about your own life, at least care about his, she said, and Wei Wuxian fell silent. She'd hit him right where it hurt the most. And he turned and stormed away. Wen Qing waited, watching as Wen Ying ran after him, distressed by his distress. And when he was finally out of earshot, she said, "You may regret that one day." Behind her, there was a rusty bark of laughter. If that horrible, twisted sound, low and grating and rasping at the throat until it bled, could be called a laugh. "I won't," Jiang Cheng said. She'd removed the needles that kept him asleep the day before, though he'd played limp any time Wei Wuxian had come around. Wei Wuxian had been so excited by his idea that he hadn't noticed. "Thank you for lying to him." "My family killed yours," she said with a sigh. "The least I can do is save one."
"If you regret it so much, you can abandon your office and surrender yourself," Jiang Cheng said and turned away from her. He hadn't forgiven her, that much was obvious. "You lead a supervisory office. That isn't a neutral position."
"I have to keep my brother and the others safe," she said. "You understand that?"
"I understand it. I just think you're wrong."
"How am I wrong? Your Jiang sect is gone," she said, twisting the knife cruelly. "Wen Rohan has over half the cultivation world under his grip. How are the rest of you going to overcome that?"
"I didn't say we would win," Jiang Cheng said. "I said you were wrong."
Wen Qing opened her mouth and found she had nothing to say. That wasn't a condition that came naturally to her, so she scowled and changed the subject. "What are you going to do next?"
"Rebuild the Jiang sect."
"The Jiang sect? But how?"
He turned back to look at her. "My golden core is gone, and I'm a good for nothing," he said flatly. "That much is true. But you forget, I still have a sister."
Jiang Yan Li wasn't a fighter. This much was true. She wept bitter tears when Jiang Cheng and Wei Wuxian finally found their way to her side, horrified by what Jiang Cheng had suffered and what had happened to him. But fighter or no fighter, she knew her duty. The Jiang sect had its first mistress. She would not lead them in war. Wei Wuxian did that. But she tended wounds and sat in all the strategy meetings, giving her thoughts and making the final decision with her brother's advice. Those who became sect disciples did not feel that their gentle lady, who they came to worship as Guanyin reborn in human form,
was anything less than the rest. "We need more help," Jiang Cheng, who had become one of his sister's advisors, had learned through painful experience how to ignore, but never not notice, all of the pitying stares that came his way, said. "We're not doing as much in the war as the other sects. If we don't establish a strong alliance with one of them, and soon, we will very soon lose the right to call ourselves a great sect."
"A marriage," Jiang Yanli said, understanding at once. "But I can't..."
She was sect leader now. She could not marry the heir of another sect. She would only be able to accept a man who married in, who would agree that his children be named Jiang. The Jiang sect had to come first. Whatever dreams she had once had about Jin Zixuan were gone now, burned to ashes in the way that not even a broken engagement could.
"Not you, Wei Wuxian."
Wei Wuxian looked up sharply. "You want to marry me off?" he asked. "Are you serious?" Jiang Cheng laughed harshly. It still didn't sound like a laugh. Not even after all these months.
"What?"
he said mockingly, his bitter voice eerily reminiscent of his mother's at her most furious. "You expect a cultivator to marry me?" Wei Wuxian fell silent. It was not that cultivators didn't marry regular people. It happened quite often. But an arranged marriage for the purposes of building an alliance? Even if no children could be expected from the match, it would have to be a cut-sleeve marriage, given the lack of daughters among the four great sects. But such things were not uncommon if the real purpose was a political alliance. The minimum requirement for making such an offer was a cultivation base sufficient for dual cultivation. Anything less would be an insult, the same as sentencing the cultivator to a dead end. The same dead end that Jiang Cheng faced every day.
"Who are you thinking?" Wei Wuxian finally asked. "If you even dare suggest the peacock, Lan Wangji."
"What? But he hates me."
"He's the best available option," Jiang Cheng said. "He's strict in terms of etiquette. Regardless of his feelings, he won't mistreat you. Jin Zixuan's obviously out. Even if you didn't hate him, his parents would never agree to a match with no chance of legitimate descendants. And we'd never accept one of Jin Guangshan's bastards. It would leave us with no face at all."
"What about Nie Huaisang?"
"No influence,"
Jiang Cheng said simply. And Wei Wuxian grimaced, conceding the point. Even if Nie Mingtui could be coaxed into an agreement, no one in the cultivation world would ever think that the wife of his little brother had any impact on his decisions, and that would defeat the whole purpose of this endeavor. Nie Mingtui was too straightforward, too rigid. Marrying Nie Huaisang would be as good as throwing Wei Wuxian's life away for no purpose. And that left Lan Wangji.
"Well, whatever he thinks of me, I've always rather liked him," Wei Wuxian said, not looking at Jiang Cheng. The memories of the accusations tossed around after the Xuan Wu cave, "Why did you have to stand up for him?" still lingered in his ear.
"Gloomy and humorless as he may be, do you think he'll agree?"
"I'll take one of the guards to go find out," Jiang Cheng said. He ignored their involuntary wince at the reminder that he couldn't go himself. Weak, helpless, vulnerable, not to mention unable to fly on a sword by himself, and took his leave.
He came back with an agreement, and just like that, Wei Wuxian found himself engaged. It didn't change anything, though the Jiang sect partnered more and more often with the Lan sect on missions. Wei Wuxian found that he enjoyed fighting back-to-back with Lan Wangji, and enjoyed teasing him even more. And the war dragged on for a long time, the tides turning against Wen Rohan only very slowly, battle by battle, inch by hard-won inch. But in the end, they won. They won and stood together at Phoenix Mountain to celebrate their victory. Wei Wuxian allowed himself to breathe a sigh of relief and shared smiles with Jiang Yanli. Jiang Cheng didn't smile. He didn't do that anymore. His brow always creased in anger.
But he nodded and allowed Wei Wuxian to wrap an arm around both their shoulders. The three of them together, broken, damaged, but together. If Wei Wuxian had known that this would be the last time they'd stand together, the three of them together the way they'd promised they would be, he would have cherished it more. But who would have thought that within 3 days of Phoenix Mountain, Jiang Cheng, ordinary Jiang Cheng with no golden core, with nothing but angry determination, would accuse the Jin sect of horrific abuses, and then, when he got no satisfactory answer, kidnap an entire set of war prisoners from the Wen sect out from under the Jin sect's nose. Everyone demanded to know where he'd taken them, and didn't believe them when they said they didn't know. Lan Wangji didn't even ask, merely leaned his shoulder against Wei Wuxian's, and Wei Wuxian's heart softened, thankful. He'd be less thankful when he found out that Lan Wangji had helped Jiang Cheng do what he did and then refused to share where he'd gone, citing a solemn oath that he'd taken. But at that moment, he found himself thinking, at least I have you. They had some fights when the truth came out. Lan Wangji confessed, but it did end up being something he could forgive, especially when it turned out that Wen Qing had been the one to ask, and Wen Ying, very nearly killed by the indifferent guards, it had been the right thing to do. Jiang Cheng hadn't even known what the Wens had done for him. He'd only known what it felt like to have nothing, to suffer endlessly, and he'd done the right thing. Just as it was the right thing for Jiang Yanli to break ties with her brother, to cast him out of the sect that he had once been the heir of, her eyes full of tears even as she did it. Anything else would have opened her sect up to reprisals. It couldn't afford, weakened as it was. Until Wei Wuxian's marriage was finalized, they lacked the strength to defend him. Unsurprisingly, their very next move was to set the date for the wedding. Wei Wuxian spent the entire 2 months leading up to it biting his fingers until blood flowed, hoping against hope. And his faith was rewarded when Jiang Cheng, abhorred by the entire cultivation world, ignored all common sense to come visit him the day before the ceremony. "You make a terrible bride," Jiang Cheng said, voice gruff, and Wei Wuxian forgot himself and tried to tackle him the way he used to. It was only Lan Wangji catching him and holding him back that reminded him he couldn't do that anymore, that Jiang Cheng wasn't a cultivator, that his body had grown weak for lack of spiritual energy. "Really, look at you. Who told you red was your color?"
"Red has always been my color," Wei Wuxian shot back, grinning.
"It's not my fault it clashes with purple." He didn't comment on Jiang Cheng's clothing, the dull colors of a rogue cultivator.
"I'm glad you came," he said instead. "I came up with something for you."
"I'm the one who's supposed to be bringing gifts," Jiang Cheng grumbled. "And now you're going to blow it all out of the water by comparison, since it's not like we have any money. What is it?"
Wei Wuxian handed him the book he'd written.
"Cultivation of Resentful Energy?" Jiang Cheng read and scowled at him. "Did Hang Guangjun tell you where I'm living?"
"He said it had the worst feng shui he'd ever seen, but nothing more than that," Wei Wuxian said, a little annoyed, but not very. He'd gotten Lan Wangji to promise that he would tell him once they were wed, since spouses didn't keep secrets from each other. He'd gotten Lan Wangji to promise quite a lot of things, actually. It turned out the man actually liked him, and not just a little. Who knew when that had happened? Luckily for them both, Wei Wuxian liked him back just as much.
"It's as orthodox as Lan Wangji and I could get it, given that it's intrinsically, well, not. Every possible precaution against turning into, demonic cultivation?"
"Yeah, that. Any type of cultivation that uses resentful energy damages the temperament, body, and heart, but there are more orthodox ways to go about it that minimize the impact. We borrowed quite a bit from the Nie sect. Prepare yourself. But anyway, you're already so pissy. Who would even notice if you got angry more often?"
The Nie clan's cultivation gave them immense power but short lives. But not as short as a regular person who didn't cultivate at all.
Get lost. It's worth a try, okay?
Jiang Cheng didn't look convinced, so Wei Wuxian pulled out his trump card. If it works, you could use Zijian again.
Years later, Wei Wuxian would wonder about what he unleashed into the world that day. But right then, there was nothing more than the longing in Jiang Cheng's eyes, the first spark of purple lightning in years, and the first smile Wei Wuxian had seen on Jiang Cheng's face since even longer. No matter how it turned out, it was all worth it. The end.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!